Jesus, we thank you. You our breast, you our breath, amen. Our sunshine. Hallelujah. You El Shaddai.
Glory.
Amen.
How we should, we must adore you. How amen. We must praise you.
Amen.
Because there's nothing compared to having yes, a God Father. Like you, O Lord,
amen.
Watching over us, O Heavenly Father, granting us even beyond our request. Amen. Because there are needs in us that we are not even aware of, O Lord. But you do it in a way, in a such a simplicity that we are not even aware of what you did for us, O Lord. You heal us from diseases that we are not even aware of, O Lord. You grant us, you protect us from accidents we were not even aware of, O Heavenly Father. We are so grateful to have such a providing God, O Lord. We commit our future into your hands, believing, O Lord, that you have everything in control and will lead us through as long as we submit to your leadership, O Lord. Bless the service this morning. Bless the musicians. Bless the technicians behind there. Bless the deacons. Bless everyone who has done something. The janitors, we prepare this church so that it can be ready this morning for worship, O Lord. Be with us as we open your word. Bless us in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Let's open our Bibles. Exodus chapter 23, verse 20 to 22. Exodus 23, 20-22. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Thanking God for being in his house once again. And we all always take it as a great privilege to stand before, you know, the elected people of God and having your trust and your confidence to listen to what a mortal being can say. So God richly bless you for coming, for turning up and being ready to worship him. Just a word of acknowledgement to Brother Maxwell and his family. They hosted us yesterday, and it was a very good time of fellowship. And I don't want to say it, but the food was so good. God bless them richly. So, we are going to, almost, I think we are finishing this teaching today. Maybe next time it's just going to be a resume, a summary of what we have said all along. But we are doing our best to close it today. I won't be around for the next two Sundays. So when we are back, we'll just try to bring a summary to summarize and then close it completely. So we are going to look again at Rebecca's attitude, what we started last time. We are still under our big umbrella of this law of reproduction. We are at the harvest time where the seed has to be collected home. And Rebecca was really, she lived that harvesting time when the, you know, workers were sent to pick and collect her home. So she showed a certain attitude that made her ready to go home. Rebecca got the revelation that this is the angel of the Lord. And there was a word in the wisdom of God that said she should pay heed to the angel of the Lord. She shouldn't resist the angel of the Lord, because the mission of the angel was to take her safely to the promised land. The angel has in his package everything Rebecca needed to get home. Everything that was necessary for the journey, from the dress to the camels to everything. And as long as Rebecca was submitted to the voice of the angel, Eliezer, in whom the name of God was, that angel made sure that anything that would resist Rebecca's rapture, he will be the enemy to that. He is her enemy. He will be the adversary to her adversaries. So that's the ministry we are under today. We have seen that we have received the ministry of Eliezer today, which role is to take Rebecca, us, the last days Rebecca's, to take us home. But we need to have the same attitude that Rebecca had towards the message of the hour. We saw first that she took care of the message. We have to take care of the message, making sure that there's Rebecca's everywhere in this world. Some of them are still sleeping. This message needs to reach to Rebecca. So what Rebecca did was feeding the message, was making sure that the message, giving the message fits, giving the message wings, so that it could fly and reach to wherever the bride is, so that she could be made ready to go home. That was Rebecca's attitude. Second, we saw that Rebecca paid heed to the angel. She didn't provoke the angel. Those who did in the first Exodus, those who did provoke the angel, the anger of God was on them, and they were all consumed by fire, by snakes. Some of them, the earth just opened its mouth and swallowed them. They didn't make it into the rapture. Because what? Because they resisted the voice of the angel of the Lord. So us, Rebekahs today, we have to pay heed not to provoke the angel of the Lord, to listen carefully to the angel of the Lord. Today we are just going to run through. I just want to finish it today. So the prophet says, Eliezer, he found the character. And the thing that showed him that he found the character, he said, after Eliezer found the character, then the next thing was getting her ready to go. Amen. When he found that this is the bride, his mission was to getting her ready. Rebecca is the representation of the bride according to Isaac's will. He found, Eliezer. He had the representation of the bride. But he found the bride in a certain way. She was not ready to go and meet the groom. The first thing, if you read Genesis 24, you'll see he put a ring on her. He started his mission as long as he understood that this is the bride. And what did Rebecca do? Submit. She surrendered. She forsake her own will. When Eliezer said, give me your finger, she submitted. Put a ring. Amen. That's what attitude she showed. He said, that's the same now, brother. The same now. The end time message. He says, watch. God found the good character first, then to get her ready to meet Isaac. After he found the character, then get her to stand still long enough to listen to the message of Isaac. Amen. Amen. Get Rebecca to stand still long enough. That's the problem with us today. Standing still long enough, because there's so many voices today. Rebecca didn't, the way we put it, it's as if, even when they put the drawings, it's as if at that well, there was only Isaac and his camels and Rebecca alone. But I can't imagine it was like that. There must have been many girls coming to fetch water. There must have been many passerbys. There must have been many people maybe feeding their thing. There was a lot of distractions there. But Rebecca's attention was focused on Eliezer. All the other travelers, all the other voices that could be going around, Rebecca ignored it completely. Just we need to be careful today in this age of information. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of 7 or 8 messengers out there. A lot of so-called Eliezer out there. But Rebecca's focus was on the scent of Abraham. The one that was confirmed with the pillar of fire. The one in whom the angel said, I would put my name in him. Amen. Rebecca stood still long enough to listen. Amen. There's a lot of things out there on YouTube. There's a lot of things out there on different social medias. Today's it's an age of information. Just make sure of what you are listening to. Amen. The only voice we have, amen. The only voice we have to listen to today is the voice that God has spoken through, amen. Which is Malachi 4, amen. Which is the Eliezer of today. Amen. Amen. Yes. Pay heed to the voice of the angel, never to provoke him. Amen. Because that will be unpardonable.
Amen.
Amen. He says, then get her stand still long enough to listen to his message. And then when you do that, then you found the character. If she will stand still long enough to tell her how that brat got to be dressed. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, what Rebecca was listening was something that was fashioning her. Rebecca, I found you wearing such and such color. Isaac doesn't like such color. You need to present yourself. The day you'll be introduced to Isaac, you need to appear in the way Isaac wants to see you. I have seen Isaac. Amen. I come from the land of Isaac. I know what he is. I know his tastes. And the way you are, Rebecca, you don't meet the requirements. So just stand still. We are going to use a sword of the word. I'm going to fashion you, Rebecca. The word is going to fashion you. What Rebecca had to do was to submit. It's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy position to be in. Because Rebecca was used to some customs of a country she was living in. But they come and tell her, no, 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 Rebecca, from today on, not this kind of the dressing. Rebecca, from today on, we want you to walk this way. We want you to talk this way. Your language needs to be changed. Your smell, amen. Even your smell needs to be changed, Rebecca. This perfume you are using is not appropriate for Isaac.
Amen.
It took proper submission. It took surrender. It took death to self.
Amen.
It took death to our own ambitions. Stand still long enough to submit, to obey.
Amen.
That's what made her ready to meet Isaac. Amen. He's saying there, to tell her how the bride's got to be dressed.
Hallelujah.
She's got to be clothed. She needs to be dressed. What does it mean? Because Isaac brought in his luggages, everything Rebecca needed to go home.
Amen.
The dress was there. Everything was there. But remember, I don't know how to put it, he didn't find Rebecca, amen. He didn't find Rebecca naked. Amen.
Amen.
She was dressed in a certain way.
Amen.
He had the dress with him, the wedding dress. But Rebecca was clothed in a certain way. The first thing Rebecca had to cope, to accept, was to be undressed. Amen. Because that was not the dress that she had to take her home. She had to accept Eliezer to undress her and put the new dress on her. You see how far the submission goes. Even in certain private area of her life, she had to allow the word to take control. Amen. The prophet says, we are today under Eliezer's ministry. The same thing Eliezer did there, dressing the bride, is the same thing Eliezer is going to do today, dressing the bride. Amen. And the bride must yield. The bride must submit to the will of the word. Because what Eliezer is saying is not coming from him. It's from the one who sent him. Listen to what the prophet says. Remember the first time I introduced this, the prophet was looking a character in the Bible to identify his ministry to. And randomly opened the Bible. It was on Genesis 24. Eliezer being sent to find a wife, a bride for Isaac. That's his ministry today. And listen, in the present stage of my ministry, the prophet says, well, all men has forsaken me, but there's one thing. He stood by me. I wasn't disobedient to the heavenly vision. that happened down there on the river, have stayed true to it. Like Eliezer, who was committed by a heavenly vision, go and find a bride to my son. He got a commission by the river. As John the Baptist was sent to prepare the second coming of the Lord, you are sent with a message to search and find Rebecca. Amen? I'm not quoting it the way it is. Get it? So he got that commission and he stayed faithful to the commission. He said, I didn't deviate from the commission. I wasn't disobedient to the heavenly vision that happened there down on the river. I've stayed true to it. He has been true to me. I'm trusting in him. Someday, I don't know when, for a crowning of my ministry, I've stayed just as true as I could be. I don't know what it will be. He's talking about the crowning his ministry. I don't know what it will be. I don't know when it will be. And just when he is ready, I don't care. I hope he will crown my ministry on this, of letting me take the clothes of the word and dress his bride. Amen. Amen. Letting me take the clothes of his word and dress his bride in the clothes of the word and of his righteousness. Amen. Amen. That's the ministry of Eliezer today. As it was with Eliezer in Genesis 24, getting Rebecca ready, getting Rebecca dressed. Today, the prophet says, for a crowning of my ministry, his prayer was, God, let me take the word of the word, the dress of the word, and crown and dress your bride with. Amen. That's his ministry. That's Eliezer's ministry today. What should be the bride's attitude? Amen. You and me as the bride, what should be our attitude? Because to get dressed, you need to be undressed first. We have been dressed. We have been clothed with our own habits. Remember, at the beginning of this teaching, we are talking about ground preparation. We are talking about traditions. We are talking about our education. We are talking about our family culture. All these things are obstacles in the world reproducing itself in us. When Eliezer comes, he wants to undress us first. Will you submit? Will you yield to the will of the word to accept to be undressed? Because that dress won't come to sit on top of your traditional dress. That dress won't come to sit on your PhDs. You need to be, you know, you need to be completely freed from all those old dresses. Amen. And that dress is made on your size. Amen. That dress is made on the size of the bride. If you are too fat for the dress, will you be, you know, submitted enough to accept the word to mold you so that you can fit into the dress? If you are too thin, will you be submitted enough to accept the word to be pumped into you so that you can get big and fit into the dress? Because remember, the prophet says, when Elisha took Elijah's coat, it was not his size. But what Elisha had to do was to grow in the dress. If he was too big, he was to slim down into the, to fit into the dress. That's what we are called into today. The dress has been sent. The prophet has come. The message has been preached. Ask yourself, what is, you know, the obstacles between you and the dress? Is your traditional clothes too tight on you? Are you too attached to your old dress that you can't even give place to it to be taken away and put on the new dress? There's some areas in your life that you don't want the word to penetrate.
Amen.
Amen. There's some areas you don't want the word to influence.
Amen.
Rebecca didn't tell Eliezer, no, don't touch here.
Amen.
No, don't touch there.
Amen.
Rebecca was completely submitted.
Amen.
She said, you know Isaac.
Hallelujah.
You come from the line of the groom.
Amen.
You know his taste.
Amen.
Add his shoes according to his taste. Eliezer says, no, 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 these shoes are too high for Isaac. You need to get such kind of shoes. Rebecca
Amen.
Went and removed
Amen.
And put on the correct shoes.
Amen.
Does this fit? Because everything has to be ready, prepared for the journey.
Amen.
Amen. So let's just examine our attitude.
Amen.
We have received the message. We have received the word, but there's some areas in our lives that we don't want to let the word enter. Let be submissive to the word. Let give priority. Let give, you know, preeminence to the word of God in our lives. Remember, there was a warning. And the children of Israel, the mistake they did when God said, I will send my angel before thee, they thought it was a winged angel. If they knew that the angel God was talking about was that man of Moses, amen, that they grew up with in Egypt, they knew his human mistakes. They knew his human weaknesses. If they only discerned that the angel God is talking about here is this Moses, and they pay heed to not provoking him, many of them would have entered. But when God was saying, I'll send my angel before thee, they'll say, oh, there's going to be a guy there clothed in white dress with wings, wings there, and maybe horns, maybe a queue. But when they saw Moses with no queue, no horns, no wings, said, no, 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 this is not the angel that they are talking about. Don't expect the angel to be an extraterrestrial man. Don't expect him to be an alien. The angel of the Lord is the prophet that God has sent to us today.
Amen.
Paying heed to the voice of the angel, not to provoke him, will take us to the land.
Amen.
But if we keep on challenging the message, if we keep on questioning the message, many didn't make it. Many will die spiritually. Because today, the trap is you will not die physically. You can come and say anything and blaspheme and go and still say, oh, I'm still alive. But remember, today's death is even worse than the death on those days.
Amen.
In those days, the snakes would come and, bite you and you die and you are buried and so. But today is spiritual death we are talking about.
Amen.
Just pay heed. We came to this message to be taken home.
Amen.
We came to this message to be prepared to go home.
Amen.
And I believe that God will help us as we go along to really go and meditate upon these things, to really go and, forsake our will, our own will, and let, I think Brother Maxwell once preached, let go and let God. I think it must be something like that.
Amen.
Just put yourself aside and let God undertake.
Amen.
Let God take over. God knows better. These things you are struggling with, these things that put a hindrance between you and the will of God, the only thing you are asked to do is to submit, is to pray, is to, submit, surrender your own will to his will. And God will make it easier for you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us another good opportunity to fellowship around your word. We believe that you have spoken. Hallelujah. And your children have got ears now, spiritual discernment and understanding to take these things and apply them in your lives, O Lord. Even those who are not in this visible audience, those who are following through Zoom, those who are following through YouTube, maybe somewhere down the line, one day someone will go and listen to this message, O Lord. Let it become something that will awaken them. And let your bride that is being distracted by so many amount of information that is being bombarded on her, O Lord, let us have that tuning system that will let us tune only on the voice of God in these last days and pay only heed to that voice and obey and submit to that voice, O Lord. Bless your children. Be with us as we commit the rest of the service into your hands. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you.